Welcome to your favorite hour of the week. It's PGO Radio, your home for everything Pokemon Go. News, tips and tricks, community, and much, much more. So sit back, take a breath, because it's time to go, go, go.
Episode 6, recorded on August 13th, 2016. I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And we've got a show with a bunch of stuff to talk about today. What's your favorite thing to talk about today, Eric? You got a favorite? Do you choose favorites? Are you a favorite kind of person?
It's all good. That's my favorite thing. Yeah.
There's so much good stuff in this show that we can't just pick out one thing. I can pick out one thing, and that is our sponsor for the show.
Oh, yeah, we got sponsors.
We have a sponsor, and that is, and I'm going to probably script this name, but Conclavador left a message and a 10 spot for us, so that's awesome. And Conclavador says, missed the shaft? Missed you guys. It's good to hear your sultry tones once more. And I'm pretty sure he's talking about Eric's sultry voice.
Sultry.
So thank you so much. That is so awesome.
Yes, thank you very much.
And if you want to sponsor the next show, feel free. You can go to deepbot.tv/donation/PGO radio. And I swear I made a bit.ly link and forgot to post it in here.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's bit.ly/PGO radio_sponsor.
Sounds good. If
that doesn't take you anywhere, use the link I said just a few seconds ago. It's dead. Does that sound good?
Sounds excellent.
And if you want to get involved in the show, we'd love people getting involved in the show. You'll hear later on, people are getting involved with the show.
Oh, you know what my favorite thing is about this episode?
What?
The new bumpers.
Oh, yeah. Those are... Oh, you want me to press them?
Oh, we'll get to them in time. Okay. We don't have one for weekly adventures.
That's right.
But we should probably have one. Huh?
We can do one. I've got one we could use, but it would be real awkward and weird to go there right now. Oh. But you can follow us on Twitter. That's PGO Radio. Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/PGO radio or email us at PGO radio@gmail.com, and we will get all your comments and questions and all that cool stuff into the show. Show.
All up in it.
So before we go, let's talk about our weekly adventures. Mr. Fullerton, what you been up to?
Well, this week I went to Birmingham again.
Love that place.
I know. And I went and just did a couple of little drive-bys and stuff. But so earlier in the week, I had gone to downtown Madison, which I always like because it's pretty dense with Pokestops. So this time I decided, instead of flipping back and forth between Ingress and Pokemon Go, I decided just to have my tablet too. So I have my tablet.
Two-fisting.
My tablet is logged into Ingress, and then my phone is, you know, logged into Pokemon Go, and now I can just do them both simultaneously because the GPS doesn't like when you flip between GPS apps. Like if you flip between the games, then it wants to reload the whole game again.
Sounds like an Android issue.
Is it really? I don't know.
I didn't have that problem when I was doing it between Ingress and PGO on the iPhone.
Really? I wonder if it has reinitialized the GPS, because sometimes I'll go to another GPS app and it'll want to reset to like Waze or...
You know, I'm selling an iPhone over here. got two.
You making deals? Shady deals?
Actually, I got three. I forgot I had this old crappy one. But
I got an old...
Me and my wife changed carriers, so we got new phones. So they're buying them back.
They are?
Yeah, because it's kind of part of the deal. But just saying, you know, offer me a dollar more.
A dollar.
It's yours.
A dollar less.
I'd do a dollar less to you. Maybe even five less.
I have 20 evolutions saved up now.
Only 20?
Yeah.
It's so like, what a jerk.
And I haven't let them go yet, so I don't know what to do. I just like save up like 50. Like, should I just keep
put them in the
up?
Pidgey calc?
Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to do last week, and I didn't even do that.
I got to do that too, because I'm saving. I'm jumping in your ring. I'll get into that.
Well, that was basically it.
Well, I'm saving mine too.
How many do you have?
I don't know. I don't do the text them. Thing. That Remember just seems like a waste thing? Of time. Because when I go in the PidgeyCalc thing, I'll do it there. Uh-huh. Not rename, but I'll count them. I'm pretty good at just like counting the pages of Pidgeys.
Oh, okay.
But I have like over 200 candies in Pidgeys right now. But I also have a poly whirl, the middle one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've got 100 candy for it, so I'm waiting to evolve that one too, because that'll be a nice, because I don't have the third one, the poly wrath. Is that the third one? But I got 262 Pidgey candies waiting.
Wow.
So I was kind of thinking of waiting for 360, so I'd have 30.
Yeah.
I think that's the math. I'm not completely positive about that.
Good.
But then with, because I don't want to do this thing, because the last time I did it, I had like a bunch of Pidgeys, but then I had a bunch of like random ones. And so it took a while to kind of go through and I was like trying to remember which ones I had and then to flip into them. So I figure I've been evolving everything that isn't a new thing, because the new ones, I figure that's big enough that I should save for an egg, right?
Right, yeah.
Because I get the new bonus plus evolution. But if I've evolved it before and it's not a 12 like a Pidgey, pretty much if it's not a Pidgey, I go ahead and evolve it. So I'm just saving up Pidgeys to evolve.
Oh.
And that's what I'll use my eggs on. So that way I don't have to go to like a different Pokemon.
Just
Pidgeys. Pidgeys. And Pidgeys. I have completely decided to never get another Rattata again if I don't have to.
Yeah, they're difficult to catch.
They're difficult to catch. Takes 25 to evolve them. It's like, what's the point? And even their evolution, it's a Raticate, which is just a crazy. It's like almost creepy how it's like. It's like a crazy rat. And then it doesn't go anywhere yet.
Yeah.
It probably will eventually. So I just said, you know what? Done catching them. And you know what my egg popped open? Rattata.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like almost immediately after like I decided that. I was like, oh, the egg. It's like, that's just mean. It's just mean.
It's like, hello, Brent. Remember me?
Sightings. The new thing, the three-step thing that's out for everyone except for the people out in California, apparently.
Yeah.
Who have the new stuff. It's actually, I think, making the game more fun. Like we'll see stuff now, and we'll actually go try to find it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, for the most part, it's worked. We got a Cedra the other day. A few other rares just going outside the house and doing that. And then today, we actually got a membership to our botanical garden.
Really?
We got a year membership.
Ah.
Do you know how much it is to get in there?
Yeah, it's 20 bucks. $10 a piece?
$10 a person.
Yeah.
When you got a family of four, that's $40.
Yeah.
For one visit.
And there's a lot of Pokestops in there.
And we love, like they have events every year, too, for, like, Thanksgiving and Halloween. And there's always, Christmas, they do, like, Christmas light. And so instead of, like, going, like, anyway, their family membership was, it was technically $85, but I put in the coupon for senior citizens, and it got it down to $70. And they didn't check.
They didn't check your age?
They didn't check. No, because it's all on the website. And it's just like, if you're a senior citizen, put in Garden 3. And I was like, I'll see if it works, right? And it worked. I hope they're not watching this.
There's a tip, everybody.
Here's the other thing. Like, you know where it says, like, Mr. and Doctor and, like, is that the salutation, the pre-utation, whatever? Yeah,
prefix or whatever.
Yeah, like, when you click on it, it brings up this huge list of things. Like, all kinds of, like, military, like, commander and sergeant and blah. I mean, it was, like, 100 things. But they had mayor. And I was like,
mayor.
So I picked mayor for me. So I'm now Mayor Brent Copeland when I go to the botanical.
So you're a mayor.
I'm a mayor.
And you're a senior citizen.
And I'm a senior citizen. So I can't wait to get my card should come soon. We went today, though. There's a Squirtle farm there. Got like four Squirtles.
Oh, yeah?
But it was hot. A lot of walking. It was fun. We went about, I guess it was about 3 kilometers, maybe. About something like that. anyway, just a couple miles, I guess. But had a lot of fun doing that.
Nice work, Mayor.
You're welcome. That's so weird. Well, I am thanking you. Hey, but let's move on to this.
News and discussion.
Okay, news and discussion.
A lot of stuff today.
So this one came out like a day or the day after the previous episode aired.
Right.
Right after it, Twitch banned streams from Pokemon Go cheaters. So,
which wasn't us.
No.
They didn't ban us.
So, right after the game came out, I thought, it would be kind of weird if people were streaming this because it, you know, it's just not the kind of game you'd stream or you'd even watch because you're just sitting in your computer room and waiting for, you know, stuff to come by so you can get it. So I thought, well, I don't know. That'd be weird if somebody was doing that. But I went over to Twitch to see. And I saw a couple people doing exactly that. Real boring. Just sitting in their computer chair waiting for stuff to
really?
Come by.
Oh,
and they
wow.
had lures on. Or not lure, incense.
Incense.
Which wasn't even maximized because they weren't moving. So
it's a good tip. You should save that for the...
That's right. So anyway, so I saw that and I thought, well, okay, that's great, but... why is there like there was like 15 channels doing this, right? So I kept clicking around and I noticed this one guy. He was Spanish speaking and he was cheating. So he had
El Cheetor.
He had a emulator running,
right?
Because you could see the mouse on the screen, and the guy didn't even know how to play Pokemon Go at all, but right. he knew how to cheat. I was like, this is crazy. So
he probably had a lot of viewers.
Yeah, he flipped back and forth between fake GPS, which is an app. You can click and, you know, wherever you click on the map is where your okay.
And he was emulating the game on his PC, though.
Yeah. So, like, he would click somewhere in the street, and then he would flip back to the game, and then he would suddenly teleport there. And he didn't really know what to do after that. He's clicking on around on the ground with his mouse. I'm like, no, you don't move by clicking. You move by walking.
Why can't I run over here?
And he would click on a Pokestop.
Yeah.
And it'd pop up, and he would be clicking the circle, right?
Like it says spinning.
Yeah, and it's like, and then he'd back out of it, and he'd click around. I'm like, oh, my God, he doesn't know how to play. I'm
like, it's not working.
Spin it. All you have to do is hold down your mouse and go to the left or the right real fast. Didn't even know it had spin. And he kept cheating and cheating and cheating. Like, he would just pop all over the place. He would find some Pokemon and then flick the ball, but he didn't know how to spin and stuff. So I'm like, watching this guy, I'm like, oh, this is like terrible.
It's like painful to watch.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell what he was saying because I don't speak Spanish. Anyway, so I flipped to another channel. There's another guy cheating. I'm like, wow, look at that. Bunch of cheaters. Like this was like the first week too of Pokemon Go. I'm like, wow, they've like quickly figured out how to cheat,
right?
Long before they figured out how to play the game. So now that's basically banned. I mean, as it should be. I don't even understand how a fake GPS location couldn't have triggered some sort of ban or something on Niantic's end, because how could they even, you know, allow that to happen? Even
is it something you think detectable? Or
oh yeah, it detects it in ingress. Yeah, it just you get booted out. You get
right
killed.
Away.
Like people, like agents come to your house with silencers,
jump through your windows, smash movement,
and it's like the end of you. But somehow you can do the same cheating in Pokemon Go and get away with it. But
not anymore.
So yeah,
we'll talk about that. But in Twitch, this was on Twitch.
Yeah. So no more.
So Twitch banned a bunch of streamers,
yeah,
cheaters, and they basically said, "Don't do it,
Yeah, they said it was against the terms of service, and
that's for any of the games. So all you people out there playing No Man's Sky, don't be cheating on your stream.
Can you cheat in that game?
Is there any point?
Not really.
I think you can make bigger spores or something and group spores. Your characters together. But also, Pokemon Go crosses the $250 million in revenues. This is from CNBC told us this, and we said, that's a lot of money. And if you think about that, like Apple made, without doing anything but saying, yes, this app is approved, which is all automated probably, right?
Right.
Made $75 million because they make 30%. Well, okay, so I guess that's not completely accurate because that 250 is Android and iOS.
Okay,
but I assume Google makes some kind of percentage off the Google Play, but iOS makes 30% off.
So per transaction.
Per transaction, oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. Which, I mean, that's great for them. They're just like, keep it on. So they'll be talking about that at the iPhone 7 release, I'm sure. You know, the speech they'll have in a month or so.
Oh, yeah.
Also, with all the people getting banned, because there's a bunch. They won't stand for it. They won't stand for baloney. They will hit you with a Rex Harrison hat, and they will ban you if you cheat. So don't do it. But if, say, maybe you got banned erroneously, which means maybe you think you didn't cheat and you didn't, there is a place you can go. You can go to the support.pokemongo.niantic.com. We'll link to it in the show notes, but you can submit a ban appeal. But yeah, so we'll link to that.
You can say, no, it wasn't me, Kappa. It was the one-armed man.
Right. And just so you know, here are the things they are banning for. They've announced this. This is on their page. It is falsifying your location, using emulators, modified or unofficial software, and accessing Pokemon Go clients or backends in an unauthorized manner, including through the use of third-party software. So there's some apps that are on different platforms right now that do stuff like go and grab stats and do different things. If you're logging in with your ID and stuff or using this at the same time, there's a potential for you getting banned there if they can figure out that it's you doing this and they drop the hammer. So just don't cheat right now. Don't use anything. Just play the game. Have fun.
Yeah.
Look for your local Twitter. Like, I don't know if you know this, but there's a bunch of Twitters all over the place now that people are using the API to tell when rare Pokemon drop. So find the one in your area, your location, and follow it on Twitter and use that to find out when the rare drops are. It'll give you the location and then go get it. That's a good, easy way to do it.
True.
So also the update. 0.33 for Android and 1.30 for iOS dropped. And in this, the trainers have been inundated with messages to not cheat, harass, don't right. trespass, don't play while you're driving. And it's funny because twice on our way home tonight, both my kids got hit with it. They were like, "Oh, I missed that Pokestop because the stupid message came up right when they were going fast. And then it says, you know, are you where it has passenger. The passenger, yeah. And so they couldn't get through. And I love the. Have you seen the meme that someone's done where it's that same picture, but it says, "I will not sue you" on the button instead of "I'm a passenger."
Oh, really?
That's what it's for.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, first thing. I think it's interesting that the version number is 0.33 for Android and 1.3 for iOS. Usually versioning software, anything less than 1.0 is a beta, is a pre-release. 1.0 is your actual release, your public release. That's when you start accepting money. Usually,
so it's still beta on Android? Ready.
Yeah, so like, is it beta in Android but not in iOS? It's far beyond. It's 1.3 even. They've had three major iterations. Minor, I guess. The first digit would be your major. So I don't know. I don't understand that. That's very strange.
You want an updated version?
Of the iOS?
I got it for sale.
I'll sell it right here.
Check out eBay later tonight.
In the back of my...
You'll see it. I won't charge you shipping.
Shipping. So let's see. Added dialogue. Got that. Made improvements to the accuracy of a curveball throw. Okay, well.
I got a new way to throw balls I'll be talking about later.
Oh, yeah, you got a little tip.
They also fixed a bug where you didn't get XP from the nice grade excellent Pokeball throws, so you will now get that crappy XP.
Uh-huh. Fixed achievements showing incorrect metal icons. Okay, little tiny fixes aren't, like, super exciting.
Enabled the ability to change a nickname one time.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
How do you do this?
So that is in the settings. And your settings.
I'm doing this right now. Doing it right now.
And then.
Oh, I just did something wrong. Oh, something popped up. I really need this Caterpie. Keep talking. Caterpie.
So if you go to settings, you scroll all the way down, you can change your name once. One time. It warns you because, well, if you play games at all, you understand this mechanism of, you know.
We don't want you to hassle us
in
the future.
And you don't want to keep changing names because it brings on drama, too. If you, because
people can change their names and then take someone's name as they're changing it or change their name just to. But, you know, is that really an issue? I mean, Twitter lets you do it.
Yeah,
like, why doesn't Twitter mind?
That is weird that Twitter lets you change your handle anytime you want to. I don't know.
I think I'm going to change mine to Bo Bridges.
Well, you know, Blizzard is interesting.
Bo Bridges? Never mind.
I like how Blizzard does it. It charges you like $25 to change your name.
What?
You know. And
except for Overwatch. They let you do it once.
Like, and this is in World of Warcraft, but also you can only change your name like once every six months or something like that, and it costs money. That's like, you got to be real serious about, you know, changing your name, you know, if you're going to wait such a long cooldown period and spend real money. So, so that's actually a pretty cool feature. So choose your nickname wisely, everyone. Also, resolve some issues with the battery saver mode on iOS.
Oh, name's not available.
Oh, Bo Bridges?
No, I was doing Brent Copeland.
Oh, your actual name is taken?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even try my actual name.
I went first with that, but it wouldn't let me, and I was like, why would anybody have my name?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a common name. I mean, there's one other
dude.
That is
weird. I didn't even try for my, I'm Soho with zeros.
Here, I'll do that.
Get Soho with O's instead of zeros. Also added visuals to team leaders Candela, Blanche, and Spark. What does that mean?
My name's not available. So what they did was those are like at the very beginning when you pick your team. So those are the leaders, Candela, Blanche, and Spark.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if, because I can't get in there now, maybe they, because it shows on your profile, if you click on your name, it shows you like your team, maybe they did something there.
Oh, okay. Add some visuals. Currently testing a variation of the nearby Pokemon feature with a subset of users. During this period, you may see some variation in the nearby Pokemon UI. We already talked about that. They're rolling out different versions, different people, doing some testing. It's still in beta, folks, or at least for the Android users.
Also, so there will be changes.
Also, another really exciting update: minor text fixes.
So they fixed. There was that one thing with the text that really bugged me, and so they fixed it. Yay!
They fixed it just for you.
I can't do. I'm gonna have to do this later because we're like doing a show. This is really just lame.
What am
I doing?
You
should just tell me, Brent. Quit being. Oh, now it won't let me change it though. I'm stuck on this. There's a bug. You can't get off the thing without changing your name.
Oh, that's weird. So you just have to force close it.
Yeah, I'll just force put it down. How about that?
Weird. what's this about Volkswagen?
So get this: the Volkswagen. They banned. They did just ban it. They didn't say you can't play Pokemon Go on our site. They said you cannot have it on your phone.
You can't have it installed?
You can't have it installed if you were going to be working here. And they came back and they said the reason for this, and we'll link to the article about this, but they said this is more for, they're worried about espionage, people taking pictures through the app. I guess they don't, maybe they don't allow like camera apps or something. I don't know, but they don't like, why don't you just not allow people to have cell phones? I mean, that's normally like, say we have a NASA base here. And like when I worked out on there, if you went into an area, they didn't want you to take pictures. You could take your phone.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't allowed to have a phone there.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And just do that, Volkswagen. Don't like, let me see your phone.
Pokemon Go is the least Pokemon of their worries. It's the camera app that you should be worried about. Every phone has a camera app that can record video and audio. Like, be afraid of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you. Just have a metal detector. Just like you're going into the courthouse or something. There's a metal detector there.
Give me your phone.
All your junk, your phone, in a cup. They don't get it back to you.
Probably have a locker, right?
Yeah.
Put it in your locker. Get it after school.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty wild.
I didn't even mention this. My son he's just starting high school. He's a freshman in high school this year. I'm going to have to be teaching him how to drive me around and get Pokestops.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. He's got his permit. I've got to go, like...
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, the point was, he's at this kind of school. It's not his normal school. It's a... I forget what they call it. What's a magnet school. So, they have, like, different programs, and he's in like, basically engineering. Like, right now, in high school. But they have a power hour for their lunch, where they don't just go and eat in the cafeteria. They can do, like, other things. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a Pokemon Go thing that they can do for power hour, and they just started, so he doesn't really know what it is yet.
Huh.
And his friend joined it, and his friend doesn't have a phone. I'm like, I'm not sure if that works like that. Like, this is a Pokemon. Like, hold up, like, just a picture. Y'all two work on the same phone. I don't know, but
or somebody shows up with a flip phone. They're like, "Okay, guys, how do you install this again?"
And then they throw it like a Pokeball.
Sorry, it's your 1997 phone.
It's the only way you can catch a Pokemon with that phone is you actually throw the phone at it. So yeah. Anyway, that was kind of cool. I thought that schools are even getting into it.
Yeah.
Next. I don't know if you read this article, but there's this ice cream shop that they were actually, it was run by one dude who was like, he was kind of even worried about having to close the store. And then all of a sudden he noticed there was like a group of people standing outside across the street one day. And his business just slowly started picking up. Next day he said there was like three groups of people. And then all of a sudden there was just all these people. Apparently he's like in between this like mecca of like stops, like across from him and down the street both ways, tripled his business. So like when he used to close at like 7 or something, now he closes like at midnight.
Wow.
But he's just like constantly busy, had to hire like new people to like work for him, and all because of Pokemon Go and where the stops are. I'm telling you, there's going to be some legal battles coming in the next couple of years around ARG. Maybe not Pokemon Go, but basically about
virtual space.
Virtual space, and do I own the virtual space that is around my physical space?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because it affects the physical world.
Right.
And I think that's so intriguing. Like, I'm so kind of like, it's so cool and exciting just to think about, like, what's going to happen? What are they going to decide?
Right.
You know, crazy.
You know, so like in the movie Matrix, right? That was more like... hacking or modifying your brain and your nerve nerve endings and everything in your spine, basically tricking your body to think that you are walking around and touching things and moving and smelling and seeing and tasting, but you're actually just laying down in a seat, right?
That's Pokemon Go isn't quite there yet.
Right, so that's the technology we need, because right now we're borrowing movements from the real world and borrowing space from the real world and translating it into an augmented reality.
Right, right.
It seems a little messy. You're going to run into a wall, as people do when they play the, you know,
you're going to get sued. You're going to have people that don't want you there.
Right.
Or that do want you there.
We just need to be laying down in a bed like a vegetable with a headset on and something like connected to our spinal cord. And that's the end of it. No more space wars. Anything like that, you know? Like,
I'll see you all later. So I'm getting out of here.
It feels like
creeping me out.
We're in the very like stone ages of augmented reality right now. So,
you know what? This needs to go on our Techify podcast, because I was thinking about, like, I should even just tell you later. You want to just remind me later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remind me later. I got a cool idea. Anyway, so that's the news. How'd it go?
That was a great one.
What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Is it big? Is it small? What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Pokey mail call. What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Could it be a Pokeball? What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Pokemail call.
Pokemail call.
Oh, God. I just did something. I'm sorry.
So
that's an awesome bumper.
Yeah, I got new bumpers.
New bumper. And we got a new review.
New review.
On the podcast.
Nice.
And this is from not actually Batman, from Australia. He's from Down Under.
It's a great name.
He says, the boys on the PGO radio bring years of podcasting. I don't know why I've switched to this Batman voice. Next time on Batman, experience the show that makes for an excellent hour of entertainment.
Thanks, not actually Batman.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Sweet. Also, we have some YouTube comments here from Extreme Beyond. Pancake Kitchen here. What?
Pancake Kitchen here. It's kind of like an IHOP.
Pancake Kitchen here. Also does pancakes with German sausages and eggs. Steak and egg and bacon. With pancakes. So good. What does that even
mean?
That's
Maz, Extreme Beyond. He's like, you got to like picture him actually saying it, how he wrote it. And then it comes out all Australian and backwards and upside down.
So weird.
Like his, like the Pancake Kitchen.
So weird.
And Tangy Pop left us a message on YouTube as well. It says, today I learned Brent and I organize our PC desktop the same way. We just throw everything into the one folder.
Oh, yeah. One folder for all five.
One folder. Mine's called the One Ring.
One Ring?
Yeah. It's the one folder that rules them all.
To rule them all. So also some Facebook comments from Joey Vanadia.
That's all right.
Vanadia. With the update, if you didn't get the beta PokeView and just the fixed nearby system is even worse. So if you move too fast, they disappear now. Though Pokemon are back down to easier to catch.
Except for those rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. I will tell you, if you're moving in a car, my son is actually not even in a car. My son has had this weird problem today, and I don't know if it's a level thing. Mm-hmm. All the Squirtles, like four of them, all ran from him. Like he would throw a ball, hit him, and use a raspberry, and even use like blue balls and stuff, and they would pop out of the ball and four of them. And he just couldn't get it. He didn't get a Squirtle all day long, even though like the botanical garden is a big Squirtle nest. I got four.
Wow.
And it was just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, we had him like, it's like, is it part of the game or is it something broken? So we're like, stop your phone, like restart the whole phone.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that it's not some weird, I don't know. Cause used to, I thought it was like, if you got too far away from the Pokemon, that's when they ran.
Right.
And now it seems to be happening more if just in general, they'll poof and run away.
I hate that.
My son made a good point. He said, is that really needed in the game? Cause all it is it just agitates you. You've wasted 10 Pokeballs, and then it runs away. Like, is that cool? Is that fair? Is it fun that it doesn't do it? Is that, like, what's the point of it doing that?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. There's just some things like that. It's just like, maybe you don't have to do that. Maybe it doesn't have to be so hard to get a Rattata.
Well, what about this? If there's a random chance of a Pokemon getting out, escaping, basically, and running away,
mm-hmm.
How about that? Instead of that random chance, how about just translate that to a random chance that Pokemon is not anywhere to be seen? So
right, so it doesn't frustrate you.
Right, because that's if it was going to run away anyway, how about you only Brent sees the Charizard? I don't, because it would have run away anyway. And now, at least I save myself from wasting balls on it.
Balls, you know? And raspberries. And
yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea. You should have saved that for that other section, the Evolution Revolution.
Oh, I have another one anyway for that. So,
man. Also on Facebook, Gary Ray says, I have like 20 spawns each instance when I ride in someone's car and use them, but seems like moving makes it harder to catch Pokemon and they run faster.
So incense when he's driving?
Yes. And here's the thing. Incense, I mean, this is just fundamentally how they work. If you're standing still and using incense, it will spawn a Pokemon every 5 minutes. So in 30 minutes, you'll get 6 extra Pokemon. And from what I've seen, they're all crap. They're all Rattatas and Benches. Seems like. If you're moving, they will spawn every 2 minutes or every 200 meters, something like that. They spawn faster. And I tried this. My wife was driving around taking some pictures, and I was catching Pokemon, and I used an incense, and they just spawned so fast, and it seemed like that was about right every couple minutes. So don't use them if you're just sitting there. I've used one before thinking, oh, well, I'm having lunch here. I'll throw a lure on this Pokestop and throw an incense, and I'll sit here and just rake in the Pokemon. It's not how it works.
Nope. Sorry, son. We have one from John Kim.
What's up, John?
A funny / sad story I thought I would share with
this
you guys.
This is kind of sad.
So, only in triple digits, AZ, Arizona.
Arizona.
I was in the hunt for a Pikachu and a Magmar, which was 1 and 2 in my sightings. And then my phone goes dead because it got too hot. After I let it cool down by finding some hard to find shade, no more Pikachu or Magmar.
Hey, and I've seen this happen a lot. I have an iPhone 2, and be careful of cases. Cases and mounts that are in the sun. Just because you have your phone in a mount, like in your car, keep an eye on it if the sun is on it, because it will heat up real fast there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, with cases. I took my case off for the summer. You know, I'll put back on the winter or whatever, but it's just like it heats up like freaking crazy time.
Especially when you're playing, you know, apps that are real heavy on the power.
GPS and stuff. Yeah. And my phone is black as well, so it like absorbs. You have a silver phone?
Well, space gray, I believe is what
space
they call
gray.
It.
Champagne.
Space gray. This isn't my phone though. I actually mine's all cased up. The only reason I use a case, honestly, because I hate cases, especially this one that has like all these like to get in it. You gotta like, but I could drop this in water and it would live.
Right? Oh yeah.
But it has a magnet between the case and the phone, and my mount in my car is a magnet, so I can pop it on, and then when I need it to, you know, do some Pokeballs. When I'm in the passenger seat, of course, it's right there, really easy to get.
Of course.
And I don't have to, like, fiddle with some weird mount. It's just a magnet.
And see, my tablet is white. Or ivory, I guess. Or pearl.
Bone, I think it is. It's so mouth it bone.
It helps by, like, 1 degree, I think, or something.
it's tooth. It's crest whitened teeth. Like what if that was like a new color on like a Crayola crayon?
Yeah.
What?
Like
be kinda odd. I'll be honest with you.
Senior citizen hair.
What are you going in? Are you making fun of my gray hairs?
I don't know. Anyway, so yes, thank you. And feel free, anybody, send messages straight to us on SpeakPipe. We love that one because we can hear your voice.
Yes, we love hearing your voice.
And you can hear your own voice on the show because we will play each and every one that we get on our SpeakPipe voicemail thingy. And do it.
Do it, do it. Do it to it. Okay, that brings us to Evolution.
Revolution.
Evolution.
Revolution.
Evolution.
Revolution.
Evolution. Evolution.
So this is the only segment we don't have a bumper.
What? That was an awesome bumper.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, it was definitely cool. That was the bumper. Yeah, see, I just turned that car all the way around.
I like it.
Anyway, we know that we should probably go ahead and get Brent's first because it's like the best one.
No, I'm pretty sure yours is the best.
The best one.
All right.
We'll save the best for first.
Pokemon.
So what would you like to see in this game?
So I think there's a big thing. So I will be honest. I'm going to be completely honest with you, and you can send in your hate mail. Matter of fact, call in your hate mail. We like people who hate me more audibly. I don't even know if that's a word. But so like when I'm driving, like I have my phone sitting on the mount, and I can see if there's a Pokestop. I'll click on it, and I'll spin. And I get really annoyed when I'm going too fast and I can't. So I'll slow down and I'll kind of pull over in the lane to get close enough to it. I mean, I drive like crap compared to normally when I'm playing Pokemon Go. If something pops up, God forbid it's something rare. Because I will like pull up the emergency brake and do a U-turn and get to where I need to go to capture it. Mm-hmm. It's just how it is. I love the game, and I love playing, and I got to catch them all, and that's just life. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. My son's about to learn how to drive, and I've got to teach him, like, not to do this when he's driving, yeah, because it is dangerous. I feel that I'm old enough that I can be stupid when I drive. That's not true, but I still do it. I can't help myself. I'm, like, addicted to it. And what I think they could do, because... The other thing that makes it harder is like when someone else is playing the game in your car and you can't because you're driving and you don't want to look like the a-hole that's playing the game while you're driving.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, oh, I just caught a raw. And you're like, please catch it on my phone. Why don't they just change it where if you're going over a certain miles per hour, obviously driving, then you can't play the game, that it just auto spins and captures anything. Just basically what the Pokemon Plus is going to do, right? Like it'll catch, yeah, it'll auto throw, toss a ball at things that you have caught before.
Okay.
And it will spin if you go past any Pokestops automatically.
So if you're in range and everything, that would be awesome.
And then you don't have to pay attention to it. It's doing the same thing everybody else is doing. It's not a cheat. It's not...
But you're not risking your life and everybody else's.
Exactly.
Just a spin.
Just a spin.
It's like... So then...
I would even say just auto spin would be enough for me to leave it on this mode instead of...
That would be actually really good. You could drive through downtown and be sure that it spun everything. Oh, wow. That'd be cool. I mean, it's kind of easy mode, but then again, it's like saving lives.
Yeah.
As a feature that will save lives.
And you're doing it anyway. I mean, not the driver always.
Right.
But the passengers are still hitting the spin. You know, it's like, it's not really, I don't know. I think, and even if it was like, you can only spin, auto spin one every minute or something. Like, if there was some limitation that kept it where it's still better to walk around or, you know, whatever and hit the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, look, if you're driving, make it where the driver, it's just not a thing.
Right.
But they'll still have it open and have it up there. Because I still use it as, not GPS, but as like a maps. Like, sometimes I'll be looking and be like, oh, where does this dead end here or there or whatever? Instead of having to pull up Waze or...
Oh, yeah.
Or GPS. But anyway, that's my idea. And I think you're right. It was a really good idea.
It was
probably the best.
Pretty good.
All right. Now, what's your idea for the show, Eric Fullerton?
This one is, I would like to see... our inventory capacity increased maybe every five levels jumped.
So, how much? Like 1,000?
No, maybe five more slots, maybe 10, something. So right now it's like you're spending what would be like maybe $2 or something for an upgrade. I don't even know.
50 slots, I think?
Yeah.
You get 50 each time.
Yeah, and you're getting 50. You know, maybe something less than that. You know, maybe like you're getting 10 slots every five levels.
What if you got five every level?
Yeah, or every level. Yeah, just five slots. Yeah.
Five slots.
You know, because it seems like they're not really giving us any permanent perks for leveling up. Like,
right.
Like in Ingress, they increased your XM tank like forever. Like they like
without leveling, having to buy it.
Yeah, leveling up. And classic RPGs has always been about permanent upgrades to your character.
Not just in
some way. Yeah, it's not like here's a bunch of potions that you could just drink later and then...
That you may be full and not get them even.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So...
I like this idea.
So I don't know. I wanted to see more upgrades, permanent changes to your character when you level.
And the badges, like achievements, like when you get the badges, like, you know, you get one, hey, you've gotten 100 poisonous Pokemon type,
Yeah.
Well, what if it gave you a special, like, candy that you could use on one of your poisonous types to, you know, rank it up once or something?
Oh, yeah.
You know, but only on that type.
Right.
Like, oh, it's kind of cool. Small, but, you yeah. know, hey, you got the achievement for that. Let's make right. it a little more powerful.
Yeah.
Just, that's a bonus one. It's a no bonus. One has to pay me for that. A few candies. Maybe just get it in the game. Yeah. That's awesome. I like it. Also, we have something here from Scott. Scott from Scotland. He's got a whole country all for himself.
Isn't that convenient?
It's his land. It says, hi, Eric and Brent. Should I see, read it like real angry, like he's Scott. Angry with this, even though he's not at all.
Angry Scotsman.
Hi, Eric and Brent. For a Pokemon Go idea, I thought it would be pretty cool if Team Rocket was introduced to the game. So say they pop up in front of you maybe once a day, every 2 days, and try to steal one of your Pokemon. So you would battle them, and if you lose, like losers, I added that part in, then they capture random Pokemon, and you don't have the Pokemon available for gym battles, etc.
Oh, God.
However, the next time they show up, I feel bad, like, reading it. He's like, that's not what I mean at all, man. Why are you reading it all angry? I'm happy, man.
It's like somebody in Team Rocket reading this. Like, they showed up and they read this message.
Right? I'm Jesse.
James.
There we go. See, we know our Pokemon. Did you see that? That was awesome. However, the next time they show up, and that will be your chance to battle them again. If you win, you get that Pokemon back, plus 500 Stardust and 10 coins. If not, then they keep that Pokemon and return the next day. Keeps doing this every day like a mini event. I think you can get the spine of my idea. Sorry for the long email, and would like your thoughts. Cheers, Scott from Scotland. Keep up the good work. Hey, thanks for email, first of all. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think this is actually a really cool idea.
So it's like a chance to get a little bonus action, some Stardust coins or something.
Yeah.
And so it would be like kind of cool because it's like inserting a battle, right? So you would battle...
Team Rocket, Jesse, James.
But if you lose, they capture the Pokemon yeah. that you were fighting with, right?
Yeah. But it's kind of like putting your Pokemon on a gym, right? You lose the ability to fight with it while it's on the gym. You just revive
or whatever, so yeah.
Yeah, and so if they get it, then they keep it until you finally win it back from them.
Yeah.
And they come back every day and give you a new chance to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So eventually you'll get it, probably, unless you really, really suck.
Right. You just keep losing it over
there. Right.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I kind of like the idea of either something like that or just events in general, something that's... You know, a daily occurrence or even a random occurrence, some kind of cool thing like that.
Yeah. Like almost like quest, like, hey, like Professor Willow could call you in and be like, I need to do some more research on the Meowth. Go catch Meowth for me. You have 24 hours.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, and if you catch it, you get like 20 Meowth candy or something.
Right, right.
Or maybe a 20K egg.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, something.
So a daily system, I think, the more I think about it, the better I like it because, you know, I mean, it could be regular things that you were going to do anyway. And if it's just like a list of things like capture one Meowth or capture three Pokemon, it could be general, right? Yeah. And make two spins.
Yeah,
and that's it, just for the day. And then once you do it, you get an extra 200 Stardust or something like that.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Or an incubator.
Yeah, you know, an incubator would be nice.
There's so much stuff that they have that they could give
or
you.
Or a couple balls, or maybe just
definitely a couple balls. You know, Mr. Willow will definitely give you a couple balls if you.
Maybe it's just like a random spin, like stuff you would have gotten from a spin. You know, they just give it to you. I don't know.
Like Willow has his own like spinner right there. Where he's like, spin the wheel for you know random blah blah blah. Mm-hmm.
Spin that thought.
Yeah, I like it. Because, you know, a lot of free to play games have a daily login thing where it's like you log in consecutive days, or even just each time you log in, you get something new.
Yeah, they want to retain users. They want users
two balls, three balls.
Yeah.
The more you do it.
They want users to return to your service or your app or whatever it is.
Because they don't need that right now.
Yeah, and everybody's pushing it, even without rewards. Like, say, the Time Hop app. So I love Time Hop. So it's basically, if you don't know what it is, it's an app that you can install and you look through.
Is this a Pokemon Go cheat?
Your history of Facebook posts and Twitter posts and Instagram and whatever. So you're looking back in time at yourself. Anyway, it has this daily login count, and it says, "Yay, you've logged in three times." It wants you to keep logging, keep using it every day. It doesn't even give you any real reward, but there's a lot of games and apps that are doing this, and it's basically there's a way of classifying and rewarding services, and it's based on recurrence of user activity. So if you can get your users to come back to your service every day, your app and your investors and everything that is on the business side of your service is greatly benefited, I guess. So anyway, so this is just kind of like another ploy to just do that. I know they don't need that right now. It's kind of like SEO. It's like, it's kind of, sometimes it's kind of skeezy, but right. Pokemon Go is already doing really well.
Yeah.
But
if it was like, okay, every day you log in, you get, some balls.
Yeah.
You have it's a streak, like a free right? Pokestop.
You have a login streak. If you mess that streak up, then you don't get your weekly reward or whatever.
I have one where it's like, it's not even a consecutive. It's just like, it moves up to a maximum when you log in. But if you miss a day, it's not like it goes back to zero.
Oh,
it just, you don't get the next cool thing until the next time you log in.
Oh, okay.
And then it maxes out. So you want to do it, a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, cool.
Yeah.
That was an awesome idea. Please send us your ideas for Evolution Revolution. You can tweet us at PGO Radio with hashtag Evolution Revolution. You can email us. You can also speak pipe, all that jazz. Just do it and let us know about it. And that brings us to this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Sightings. So now this is a segment we had for The Shaft, our Minecraft podcast. But now that the new nearby system is called Sightings, we thought, that's a great segment. So instead of the resources segment where we just, talk about stuff we find.
Willow, Professor Willow, what did you find me?
Changed it to Sightings because it totally fits. And you do have a couple things in here for our sightings.
We have one thing. We're a little light because of all the banning of the sites and stuff. It's like, well, what tools are out there now? We can only talk about Pidgey Calc so often, I think, without getting paid. So this week, we've got something new, and this is from our good friend Ron Smalek. It is a Pokemon Go scorecard. So Ron is known for basically going in and taking maps from Minecraft and basically he made a rating system on how good they were. And we always used it when we were doing maps for adventures and things like that. Really good at basically letting you know what's good and what's not. So he's made a scorecard for Pokemon Go, and he's been an avid Pokemon player for a long time. So basically he's going off like, how good is this compared to, Pokemon in general? And he has a scale for all these different aspects. So there's a video, plus there is a PDF.
And it's illustrated. It looks very nice.
So we'll link to that in the show notes. And thanks for doing that, Ron. It looks great.
You put some work into that. That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, there it is. bit.ly/PGO_radio_sponsor if you want to sponsor an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There, I did it. So that was awesome. I guess we'll move on to the next segment.
Yeah. Training at the gym.
Pain is weakness leaving the body, bro.
Yeah.
pain is weakness leaving the body, bro.
It makes me have big hands.
So that was at the gym, the new bumper. I was kind of going for something like an 80s montage or something, you know, with the cheesy music, like, yeah, and you put the headband on and you get ready, start pumping iron or whatever.
Then I'm going to pass out.
So, yeah, at the gym, bro.
I was doing like the, I can't wear the hat forward because it has green on the front. So it's the green screen. You just see through my head.
Oh, yeah. The C is green.
Anyway.
So, a tip.
You got a tip. I think this is probably the best tip I've ever heard.
I just keep getting better, huh? Yeah. So, free app money.
Free money.
So, I sunk $20 into PGO Radio. What am I even talking about? Into Pokemon Go. And that's all the money I've put into it so far is just $20. And it was free money. I didn't actually spend the $20. I just had it in my Google account, and I got it through surveys and things. Okay, so if you are all...
Like you
all
gave familiar, surveys?
I did. So if you install Google Rewards, it is a way that Google pays you to answer questions. They may be personal questions about your political alignment. It might be when the last time you went to Publix or Walmart.
Do you have hemorrhoids?
Yeah, it might be that. It asks you like just random stuff about your life, and honestly, you don't even have to like really be truthful.
Oh, you can lie
if you want. It doesn't matter.
They won't ban you.
And anyway, it's just all kinds of different questions, and it pops up all through the day. Once a day, maybe twice a day, maybe it skips a few days, maybe it's just once a week. It's so random. You never know when you're going to get a question. They pay up to $1 per question. I've gotten paid $1. It's very rare. Usually you get 10 cents, 15 cents, a quarter. Anyway, it racks up. Like I've gotten over $100 in this thing before. And anyway, so I spent $20 out of that to get, you know, my
big spender at
1800 coins,
18 billion
something. Anyway,
1 million.
So I know a lot of people already know about this, but if you don't, if this is the first time you're hearing about this, you need to like go right now and download Google Rewards. And I'm sorry, iPhoners, I believe this is only an Android thing.
I couldn't find it, so I think you're right.
So you couldn't find that in the iTunes store. And also there's a cool trick of getting like free Amazon coins for apps. But unfortunately, Pokemon Go is not available in the Amazon App Store.
What?
And I don't know why.
What?
I have no idea why either. I wonder if they're fighting.
I think it's because Google and Amazon hate each other.
Yeah, they're a little crazy.
They hate each other.
But if it were, brother, if it ever pops up in their Amazon store, I'll
snap into a Slim Jim.
I'll let y'all know how to get free Amazon money.
Free money. I like that.
Cool.
I like that. So I've got a new way to toss in the game.
Toss.
So when you're tossing your balls,
mm-hmm.
This all sounds dirty. Dirty, but it's not. So normally you'd go like up the middle of the screen, right? You like shoot your ball and try to hit it. Well, do you notice that you kind of have a tendency to drift to your dominant side? Like I'm a right hander, so I tend to drift to the right if I'm not really concentrating.
Oh yeah. So you want to go straight down the center.
Straight down the center. So my tip, and this has been working, is to actually go to the left side. Or go to your dominant, the opposite of your dominant side. So if you're left hand, go to the right. If you're right handed, go to the left. And start in the left corner and flick up. You'll hit it.
So if you start on the left corner, does the ball allow you to do that?
Yes.
It does?
It does.
Huh.
It does.
You don't have to touch the ball to start it?
And I hit them all the time now. Oh, like, that's just weird. Like, I don't even have to look. It feels like almost like your cheat earlier, which wasn't a cheat. Don't let me call it a cheat.
Oh, the Insta-flick thing?
The Insta-flick.
Yeah.
That was so awesome, they had to, like, take it out of the game.
That's true. I guess they patched that, right?
It's not as good as that, but it's pretty damn close.
That's kind of
cool. So try it next time you're like trying to capture something. Do it. And don't like, you know, force your finger against the left side real hard.
Yeah.
But just start in that corner and flick up.
Okay. So I'm right-handed, so I would go on the left side of the screen and flick straight up. Flick up.
And the ball just kind of goes, bleep, drops there. Bleep. Like, I feel like I get more like greats and excellence now that I do that.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I feel
pop,
like
pop it. Right in the face.
That's what we would call whatever evidence. I forget what they call it, like coincidental. No. What do they call it when it's like a story time? It's a... it's not... No one's taken like empirical data, and it's just from like hearsay, and I think it's this way, and people call that... I hate words. I'm so sucky with words.
Let us know. Call in a speak pipe and let us know that word.
It's
blank.
It's... I'm going to think of it. Don't worry. I swear I'm going to think of it. Wait. I feel like we have more bumpers. Did I forget a bumper?
Did you forget the bada bop? No, I don't think so.
I didn't.
Ew.
I forgot to do this.
I was at the gym. Pikachu. Whoa. That got a little weird.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
So that was the at the gym. We had done sightings. We had done Pokemon. We did it all.
We did it all.
We did it all.
We did it all. If we were playing Pokemon Go right now, we would have all the rare Pokemons.
We did it all, my friend.
Bum, bum, bum. So I guess that means I'm going to hit this button now.
Yeah, I guess we're out, and we'll see you guys next time.
Next time. Sign up. Be a friend.
Uh-oh. It appears we've come to the end of another hour. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with more Pokemon Go goodness. If you want to contribute, please go tweet us at PGO Radio, email us at pgoradio@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/PGO Radio.
This podcast is part of the Large March Media Network. Visit us on the web at largemarch.media.